Sazed never thought he'd have reason to appreciate dirt floors. However, they'd proved remarkably useful in writing instruction. He drew several words in the dirt with a long stick, giving his half-dozen students a model. They proceeded to scribble their own copies, rewriting the words several times. Even after living among various groups of rural ska for a year, Sazed was still surprised by their meager resources. There wasn't a single piece of chalk in the entire village, let alone ink or paper. Half the children ran around naked, and the only shelters were the hovels, long one-room structures with patchy roofs. The ska had farming tools, fortunately, but no manner of bows or slings for hunting. Sazed had led a scavenging mission up to the plantation's abandoned manor. The leavings had been meager. He'd suggested that the village elders relocate their people to the manor itself for the winter, but he doubted they would do so. They had visited the manor with apprehension, and many hadn't been willing to leave Sazed's side. The place reminded them of lords, and lords reminded them of pain. His students continued to scribble. He had spent quite a bit of effort explaining to the elders why writing was so important. Finally, they had chosen him some students. Partially, Sazed was sure, just to appease him. He shook his head slowly as he watched them write. There was no passion in their learning. They came because they were ordered, and because Master Terraceman willed it, not because of any real desire for education. During the days before the collapse, Sazed had often imagined what the world would be like once the Lord Ruler was gone. He had pictured the Keepers emerging, bringing forgotten knowledge and truths to an excited, thankful populace. He'd imagined teaching before a warm hearth at night, telling stories to an eager audience. He'd never paused to consider a village stripped of its working men, whose people were too exhausted at night to bother with tales from the past. He'd never imagined a people who seemed more annoyed by his presence than thankful.
You must be patient with them.
His dreams now seemed like hubris. The Keepers who had come before him, the hundreds who had died, keeping their knowledge safe and quiet, had never expected praise or accolades. They had performed their great task with solemn anonymity. Sazed stood up and inspected his students' writings. They were getting better. They could recognize all of the letters. It wasn't much, but it was a start. He nodded to the group, dismissing them to help prepare the evening meal. They bowed, then scattered. Sazed followed them out, then realized how dim the sky was. He had probably kept his students too late. He shook his head as he strolled between the hill-like hovels. He again wore his steward's robes with their colorful V-shaped patterns, and he had put in several of his earrings. He kept to the old ways because they were familiar, even though they were also a symbol of oppression. How would future terrace generations dress? Would a lifestyle forced upon them by the Lord Ruler become an innate part of their culture? He paused at the edge of the village, glancing down the corridor of the southern valley. It was filled with blackened soil, occasionally split by brown vines or shrubs. No mist, of course. Mist came only during the night. The stories had to be mistakes. The thing he'd seen had to have been a fluke. And what did it matter if it wasn't? It wasn't his duty to investigate such things. Now that the collapse had come, he had to disperse his knowledge, not waste his time chasing after foolish stories. Keepers were no longer investigators, but instructors. He carried with him thousands of books, information about farming, about sanitation, about government, and about medicine. He needed to give these things to the ska. That was what the Synod had decided. And yet, a part of Sazed resisted. That made him feel deeply guilty. The villagers needed his teachings, and he wished dearly to help them. However, he felt that he was missing something. The Lord Ruler was dead, but the story did not seem finished. Was there something that he'd overlooked? Something larger, even, than the Lord Ruler? Something so large, so big, that it was effectively invisible?
Or do I just want there to be something else? I've spent most of my adult life resisting and fighting, taking risks that the other keepers called mad. I wasn't content with feigned subservience. I had to get involved in the rebellion.
Despite that rebellion's success, Sazed's brethren still hadn't forgiven him for his involvement. He knew that Vin and the others saw him as docile, but compared with other keepers, he was a wild man, a reckless, untrustworthy fool who threatened the entire order with his impatience. They had believed their duty was to wait, watching for the day when the Lord Ruler was gone. Ferrochemists were too rare to risk an open rebellion. Sazed had disobeyed. Now he was having trouble living the peaceful life of a teacher. Was that because some unconscious part of him knew that the people were still in danger? Or was it because he simply couldn't accept being marginalized? Sazed spun.
Another death in the mists?
It was eerie how the other Ska remained inside their hovels despite the horrified voice. A few doors creaked, but nobody rushed out in alarm or even curiosity as the woman dashed up to Sazed. She was one of the field workers, a stout, middle-aged woman. Sazed checked his reserves as she approached. He had on his pewter mind for strength, of course, and a very small steel ring for speed. Suddenly, he wished he'd chosen to wear just a few more bracelets this day.
Master Terrasman! Oh, he's come back! He's come for us!
Who? The man who died in the mists?
No, Master Terrasman! The Lord Ruler!
Sazed found him standing just outside the village. It was already growing dark, and the woman who'd fetched Sazed had returned to her hovel in fear. He could only imagine how the poor people felt, trapped by the onset of the night and its mist, yet huddled and worried at the danger that lurked outside. And an ominous danger it was. The stranger waited quietly on the worn road, wearing a black robe, standing almost as tall as Sazed himself. The man was bald, and he wore no jewelry, unless, of course, you counted the massive iron spikes that had been driven point first through his eyes. Not the Lord Ruler, a steel inquisitor. Sazed still didn't understand how the creatures continued to live. The spikes were wide enough to fill the inquisitor's entire eye sockets. The nails had destroyed the eyes, and the pointed tips jutted out the back of the skull. No blood dripped from the wounds. For some reason, that made them seem more strange. Fortunately, Sazed knew this particular inquisitor.
Marsh.
You were a very difficult person to track, Terrasman.
Track? I wasn't planning on others needing to find me.
Regardless.
Marsh turned south.
I did. You need to come with me.
What? Marsh, I have work to do here.
Unimportant.
Marsh turned back, focusing his eyeless gaze on Sazed.
Is it me, or has he become stranger since we last met? What is this about, Marsh?
The conventicle of Siren is empty.
Sazed paused. The conventicle was a ministry stronghold to the south, a place where the inquisitors and high obligators of the Lord Ruler's religion had retreated after the collapse.
Empty? That isn't likely, I think.
True, nonetheless.
Marsh didn't use body language as he spoke. No gesturing, no movements of the face.
What kinds of information, wonders, secrets the conventicle's libraries must hold?
You must come with me. I may need help should my brethren discover us.
My brethren? Since when are the Inquisitors Marsh's brethren?
Marsh had infiltrated their numbers as part of Kelsier's plan to overthrow the final empire. He was a traitor to their numbers, not their brother. Sazed hesitated. Marsh's profile looked unnatural. Even unnerving in the dim light. Dangerous.
Don't be foolish.
Marsh was Kelsier's brother, the survivor's only living relative. As an inquisitor, Marsh had authority over the steel ministry, and many of the obligators had listened to him despite his involvement with the rebellion. He had been an invaluable resource for Elend Venture's fledgling government.
Go get your things.
My place is here, teaching the people, not gallivanting across the countryside, chasing my own ego.
The mists are coming during the day.
Sazed looked up. Marsh was staring at him, the heads of his spikes shining like round discs in the last slivers of sunlight. Superstitious Ska thought that Inquisitors could read minds, though Sazed knew that was foolish. Inquisitors had the powers of Mistborn, and could therefore influence other people's emotions, but they could not read minds.
Why did you say that?
Because it is true. This is not over, Sazed. It has not yet begun. The Lord Ruler, he was just a delay, a cog. Now that he is gone, we have little time remaining. Come with me to the conventicle. We must search it while we have the opportunity.
Sazed paused, then nodded.
Let me go explain to the villagers. We can leave tonight, I think.
Marsh nodded, but he didn't move as Sazed retreated to the village. He just remained, standing in the darkness, letting the mist gather around him.